This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 19 states contend the U.S. Supreme Court should help preserve their right to protect life. They argue that laws like one from Indiana that seek to prohibit racist or gender selection abortions or those eugenically selecting children by intellect or disability should be protected from suits brought in federal courts. In related news, a new genetic test seeks to identify by intellect those children deemed worthy to be born. A former ACLU board member appointed to federal court seems to not invoke law but abortion-friendly talking points to strike down Mississippi's tough abortion restriction denying abortion after 15 weeks. After his temporary injunction last spring, Judge Carlton Reeves struck down the law, citing rhetoric about protecting abortion before viability and unequivocal violation of abortion rights. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, pro-life Ohio Governor John Kasich is crossing some pro-life sensibilities in threatening a veto of a ban on abortion at about 6 weeks gestation. And doctors are discovering progesterone replacement cancels mifepristone's work in chemical abortions. And abortion businesses are trying to respond. Those who mention abortionpillreversal.com should be prepared for strong reactions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.